This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. Anti-government protesters clashed with police near the Chuen Mun train station in Hong Kong's new territories on Saturday, as thousands of people in Hong Kong have taken to the streets of the Chinese territory for the latest round of pro-democracy demonstrations. The protesters began their rally on Saturday after pro-China supporters tore down some of the city's dozens of Lenin walls created with colorful post-it notes on which anti-government messages have been written. Now, the walls are named after the 1980 John Lennon Wall in communist-controlled Prague that was splattered with Beatles lyrics and messages of political outrage. A proposed bill that would have allowed some Hong Kong criminal suspects to be extradited to mainland China for trial sparked the months-long anti-government demonstrations. The extradition legislation has been withdrawn. U.S. is deploying more troops to Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates, AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
In response to recent attacks on the Saudi oil industry, which are being blamed on Iran, the United States is deploying additional troops and military equipment to the Gulf region. At a Pentagon news conference Friday night, Defense Secretary Mark Esper outlined the goals of the action.
First, to send a clear message that the United States supports our partners in the region. Second, to ensure the free flow of resources necessary to support the global economy.
General Joseph Dunford, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, would not commit to how many troops are being deployed. Esper would not rule out further action. Mike Gracia, Washington.
U.S. President Donald Trump renewed threats to send captured Islamic State fighters to Europe's doorstep if countries there continue to refuse to take back all of their foreign fighters.
And now we have thousands of prisoners of war, ISIS fighters that are prisoners of war. And we're asking the countries from which they came, Scott, from Europe, we're asking them to take back these prisoners of war.
This is VOA News. Young students lead a global climate strike that began with one young Swedish student. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
We demand a safe future. Is that really too much to ask?
Greta Thunberg, the Swedish 16-year-old who started the now global movement when she began walking out of school, striking every Friday, to draw the attention of adults and leaders to address climate change. At a rally in New York, she estimated 4 million people took part in Friday's action.
Why should we study for a future that is being taken away from us?
Thunberg, who takes part in the UN Youth Climate Summit, will also address the UN's Climate Action Summit on Monday. I'm Tim McGuire.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. U.S. President Trump said on Friday that he wants a complete trade deal with China and that the country's purchase of American agricultural goods is not enough. He made the comments ahead of the next round of senior-level U.S.-China trade talks in Washington. Washington and Beijing last held major talks in July, but there was no major breakthrough in the trade disputes between the world's top two economies. The two countries had been engaged in a series of escalating tit-for-tat tariffs for more than a year, sparked by the U.S.'s initial demand for changes in China's trade, subsidy, and intellectual property practices. As world leaders prepare to gather for their annual meetings at the UN General Assembly, heightened tensions between the United States and Iran threaten to overshadow a summit on global warming. Now, the summit will take place on September 23rd, and more than 100 heads of state and government are expected to attend. Amnesty International accused Hong Kong police on Friday of torture. Michelle Hennessy reports.
Hong Kong police have been accused of torture by Amnesty International. The human rights group issued a report on Friday with their conclusions from a field investigation into the months-long protests. In a statement, they said Hong Kong security forces had, quote, an apparent thirst for retaliation and were engaged in a disturbing pattern of reckless and unlawful acts. They said, quote, this has included arbitrary arrests and retaliatory violence against arrested persons in custody, some of which has amounted to torture. Amnesty said retaliatory acts included one instance of shining lasers into the eyes of detainees, a tactic used by many protesters on the streets against the police.
And this is Joe Palca, VOA News.
Best music today.